Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
It's a discussion of the latest entertainment news and celebrity gossip that go beyond the headlines. Welcome to Daily Pop, the podcast edition.
Happy New Year! Welcome to Daily Pop. It's officially 2020, and we have a lot to talk about. I'm Carissa, this is Aaron, and this is Morgan. Thanks for joining us today. Gabrielle Union let an Uber driver use her bathroom, and dude got a little too comfortable. Is that okay? Ugh. Rachel Bloom also had some holiday drama. The super pregnant actress spent the night in a stranger's home. Would you do that? And Alanis Morissette censored on New Year's. Why her fans are so upset. Plus, there's a major change to how the stars will celebrate at the Golden Globes this year. We have the insider information with all of the details. All right, Gabrielle Union was left with a stinky surprise after her Uber driver asked to use her restroom. Gabrielle tweeted, "Dude dropped a deuce. I'm pleased we clearly have a home and available reading material that screams, come in, get comfortable, and drop the kids off at the pool."
Whoa.
I guess this guy was like, hey, can I use your bathroom? And she was nice enough to say yes and claims he spent 15, 20 minutes in there and left a stinky surprise. Would you let your Uber drivers poop in your bathroom?
I mean, first of all, I don't think he maybe asked to like necessarily go number two. But I do feel like, A, I think it is so gracious of them. I mean, if my Uber driver dropped me off and was like, can I use your bathroom? I would absolutely say no.
Yeah,
no.
Same.
I would say no.
No.
I mean, I live alone. I don't know. I mean, it depends. If it was a woman, maybe it would be different. But I wouldn't let my Uber driver come in and use my bathroom.
Man or woman.
Man or woman. Thank you for saving me there. But I also feel like for them to do it, that was really nice. They're celebrities. The Uber driver obviously knew who they were. But if you're going to allow them to use your bathroom, then let them use your bathroom in peace. You don't need to tweet out or say what happened and
that's
embarrass
true.
The poor person.
Well, she didn't give a name.
No,
I thought
I know,
about that, too. So she was just saying a funny joke. I was like, thank God she didn't give a name. Because I thought, too, I was like, that's just mean. Call someone out for having a bellyache? You know,
a
like,
belly.
Is that what that was?
Also, 20 minutes?
When you're in there 15 to 20 minutes, I think he's had it. He probably really needed to go,
or was he taking selfies all over the bathroom, like, this is where I'm at, Snapchatting the whole thing.
And then now he's not posting it because now he's going to be the guy who took the deuce.
No, I think you would proud. Even if I was the person taking a deuce, I'd be like, I took a deuce in D. Wade and Gabrielle Union's place. I think I'm winning. And I think a lot of people on Twitter agreed that he's winning 2020 so far.
I don't want to drink my coffee now that we're talking about this. It's just like, ugh, it's tasting weird to me.
I don't know how I feel about it. You're right. If I was home alone and it was just like one, I don't know, I would probably also feel weird about it. Now, if I had like my husband home and like maybe people
still,
were there,
But
I feel bad because sometimes these drivers, they're in their cars for hours and hours on end.
There's
but
gas stations.
But I also feel like there's gas stations and there's got to be some sort of regulation against, like, I can't imagine that that's like in the code of Uber to be
can
ask somebody to get out and use your bathroom. I think it's very cool of them that they allowed it. But also, if you really had to go, then wouldn't you just go and leave? Like, I feel like, right? Like, I feel like, why are you spending 15? If you had 15
Girl,
minutes to kill, you could have gone.
I'm telling you, the guy had
nobody
a bellyache.
Nobody has diarrhea. Sorry, guys. For 15 minutes straight. Give me a break.
Actually, we're not going to get into it. But yeah,
but that's if you have severe food poisoning.
He might have had
that. Yeah, he could have had severe food poisoning.
And what do you do? Maybe he had a taco before he picked her up and then got sick.
You never know.
I wasn't ready for the taco comment.
Okay, so have you ever, though, bonded with an Uber driver? Like, actually became friends with them or exchanged numbers or anything like that?
I haven't, but I have had some friends bond with Uber drivers in many a ways. I'll let you use your imagination for that. And then I've also I know.
Wait, what?
Yeah. It's just very weird. One friend, I should say. And I was like, really? Yeah. We're not friends anymore. So, it's a guy. But anyway.
Oh, my God.
That's a true story. I was like, oh, okay.
Who are these people?
My life. And I also have another friend that actually they got the Uber driver so many times in a row that they actually kind of struck up a friendship.
Interesting.
I have a poor rating on Uber, so clearly I'm not doing something right.
Also, there's custom settings where there's like no talking.
They don't matter, Erin. It doesn't work. No talking and no air conditioning. It's always freezing and they're always like, how's your day? And I'm like, I thought this was the option. I don't want to tell you about my day. I don't. I want to text about nothing to other people.
Yeah, you gotta get some headphones, like visible ones.
Yeah.
Not just the ear pods.
It's like, not to be rude, but right?
I had a guy who was driving us one time and was having like a big conversation with my husband. I was not participating at all because I was not in the mood, and he was just like promoting his, like, he did like graffiti art or something like that, and he's like, so can you guys please follow me on Instagram?
No,
right?
See,
now
that's against policy.
That is not.
And I was like, yeah.
You did it?
I did it because I'm weak.
No.
And I fall under pressure.
What do you say? I'm not following you? How do you do it?
I don't feel comfortable. And then I waited about 6 months.
You could follow me. I'm not going to follow you. That's what when people say follow me on Instagram, I'm like, you can follow me. And maybe I'll follow you back. I don't say that part, but like, I'm in my head like, I'm
I don't want to. And by the way, when people get mad at you for not following them, I'm like, do you think I've seen that you have followed me? Let's be real. But that's also, you're lucky you have a husband to buffer. That was the best part about my husband, but he's no longer around.
Oh, damn it.
Buffering the combo.
Love to chat
about sports.
Just goes on and
now
on.
Now it's just me fending for myself.
Yeah. Do you ever have the Uber driver that chimes in your conversation after you're done with the phone? Like, oh, so what is it that you're up to later?
Or I hate when they're, oh, I love this conversation. I'm having the best time. I'm so happy I'm back.
You guys are venting this morning. We've been saying Uber, but of course there's Lyft.
Chauffeurs.
Yeah.
But when they also are like, well, what do you do? I hate to say, what do you do? Because I don't want to say, well, okay, I'm clearly beautiful and on TV. You know, it's like stressful for me. So I'm like, I work at E. What do you do there? I help people.
You can't even do that part. You can't say that much. I just say I work in media.
Oh, that's
leave that
Erin
out.
But then they always ask a follow-up question.
No, what do you do?
I'm just gonna start making it up.
Media, take that as you want it.
I'm an accountant, but then they'll be like, "Oh, I need somebody,"
and you'll be like, "You know what? My roster's full, but I say Google. Yelp is great for those things.
Janitorial. I don't know.
Ubers are really stressful, actually.
All right, guys. Well, let's move on to Rachel Bloom because either Rachel and her husband have never watched a horror movie before, or they're just extremely trusting because they just stayed at a stranger's home for the holidays. So Rachel and Dan were stranded in a snowstorm, and all of the open hotels were at least 2 hours away. She's 7 months pregnant right now. They're planning on sleeping in their car because they had no other options. So she thought, you know what? I'm going to turn to Twitter. She went to Twitter, asked for some help, and a local couple said, you know what? Stay with us. And she did. And that is crazy.
That's the holiday spirit, huh?
It really
is. That is Christmas at its peak.
And the people had a really dope house. It was decorated all nice. Yeah. And she'd put it on her Instagram. And the local news covered it, which is so cool. They came and talked to them.
They're like little
local
celebrities now.
Yeah.
I mean, what about that? What would you do? I mean, you're stranded. Here's your option. Sleep in a car. You're 7 months pregnant. It's freezing outside.
30 degrees outside.
And it's going to be outside of Denny's.
Go to a stranger's house.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like,
I would do
pregnancy. I would sleep out. I would sleep at a stranger's house. I mean, they were nice enough to take them in. Clearly, it was like such a cute house. People in Bakersfield are normal.
The good news is that once they give you their names, people with social media now, you can at least get an idea about them, right?
Exactly. Like, she probably did a deep scroll in
deep
her social
scroll through
media.
Instagram.
They look normal.
They do look normal. I was looking at her Instagram today too, and I was thinking to myself, if this was me and this lady presented, I could stay at her house, and I looked at her Instagram, I'd say, it's worth a shot.
I think it's better than sleeping
in
your car outside of a Denny's. Yeah.
Your Instagram is your review now.
Yeah.
You could really vet people well.
It's true. I think it's fine. I think they were safe, obviously.
Yeah,
so.
I would do it.
Thank God.
But how were they? I just don't get how they were stuck because there was a snowstorm, but like, don't you know that?
But highways were shut down, and I think that they didn't anticipate all that.
Like, all of them to get shut down. Yeah. There was like no way out.
That's
they were stuck.
Very stressful, so I'm happy they slept.
On the flip side, though, You are on Twitter, and you see a celebrity who needs a home. Do you offer yours?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Depends who, but yeah.
It depends who.
Yeah, depending on which celeb.
Right?
Especially now that we've met.
Now I'm like, I don't know. We're like, if I'm home alone, maybe not.
I think the home alone thing is all bets are off. I feel like you just don't do anything if you're home alone. I think it's weird.
Yeah. Even, this girl had her husband and her mother or mother-in-law, I think, there. So there was like three people in the house at least.
Yeah, that's safe.
Yeah, but that's also kind of like The Strangers. There were three of them, too. Mm. Scary. How scary was that movie, by the way?
I don't watch scary movies.
But don't watch that one. You know why that's the scariest movie? Because it goes until the daytime the next day. Yeah. Spoiler alert, sorry. That's when you're like, because the daytime represents everything's okay. It wasn't okay.
It wasn't okay.
Oh, stressed me out for years.
All right, well, what about Alanis Morissette? Let's talk about her. So along with the cast of Broadway's Jagged Little Pill performed her hit song, You Oughta Know, on Dick Clark's Rockin' New Year's Eve with Ryan Seacrest on ABC. So, and like any network would, ABC bleeped out the F word. But fans are upset because they think that they censored too much of her song. They covered up words like perverted and even the lines, an older, there you go, there's the bleep, an older version of me, and would she go down on you in a theater?
Ah!
So both of those things got bleeped out. Their performance was televised around 8:30 p.m. Eastern time, so it's safe to assume many kids were probably still up watching television at the time. So did ABC make the right choice?
I mean, I don't understand the outrage, because if you listen, first of all, I'm all about Alanis Morissette again. I've been listening to her music more because she's having this whole comeback.
So good.
She's so talented. The music, because now we're older and we can understand it more.
I know.
Like when I heard that the first time, I didn't know what that meant. I was so innocent then.
it was bleeped out for you,
It was bleeped out on the radio. So I don't think that there should be a difference for television. I don't think that's appropriate stuff for, like, coverage of, you know, the ball dropping or whatever. It's not things that you want to hear.
It's not surprising either. I mean, it's Dick Clark on this network. Like, it's so G-rated.
Yeah.
You can't expect, like, oh, they're going to push the boundaries. Yeah, if it was censored on the radio,
it's been
fine.
Censored on the radio for years.
Exactly.
And I also feel like I don't think Alanis was upset about it. I think she probably expected it. I don't think it's anything to... People are upset about everything.
I'm surprised that that's still censored on the radio, though. I mean, I think radio has really loosened the reins on that kind of stuff. Like, they air all sorts of things that, you know, other artists have said in their songs. I'm not super surprised on a big show like this, like Rockin' New Year's Eve. I mean, so many people are tuning in. This is kind of like...
It's for families.
This is risky for ABC, right? Like, they're trying to just cover their bases. They're not trying to get sued. They're not trying to piss everybody off.
Agreed.
And yes, this is also going to piss off maybe her fans, because they're not going to hear a little bit parts of her songs. But
who
you still
cares? They can listen to her song uncensored at home.
Exactly.
With not everyone's 8-year-old watching.
Right.
Like,
and
it's
you're
not
taking
a big deal.
This seriously, this performance?
And I do feel like the radio, though, I think unless you're listening to like a Sirius or you're like streaming something, I do feel like they bleep a lot of stuff out.
Yeah. I think because everyone's getting pissed about something. Because if they didn't censor this, think of the parents who are pissed. My 8-year-old was watching the show with me. Why didn't you censor that?
Go watch it.
Those
go
voices
watch your
can
concert.
Be louder.
Yeah, you're better safe at this point.
All right. Coming up, Wilmer Valderrama is engaged, and Demi Lovato's fans are very upset about this. Do they have the right to be? We'll discuss.
What's
next?
They're enraged!
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Wilmer Valderrama knows how to ring in the new year. He just proposed to his girlfriend, Amanda. He posted the proposal on Insta, writing, "It's just us now." Demi Lovato's fans have some opinions about the engagement. They don't seem to like that Wilmer proposed to Amanda after only 8 months together, when he and Demi spent 6 years together.
Oh, gosh.
Listen, this is how it always happens, right?
Always. Are you kidding me? You said it.
You see someone in a very long-term relationship, they never pop the question.
They never get pregnant.
And the next person... It's like, bada bing, bada boom, this is it, I want this, and they're proposed.
100%.
I think it's because when you're in that relationship for that long and you didn't propose, deep down inside, one of you knew that you did not want to take that next step. And then you found someone, oh, this is exactly what I was looking for all of these years. Not throwing shade to Demi. But I just don't understand why the fans think that they have the right to dictate what Wilmer should do with his life.
100%. He obviously found the woman that he wants to spend the rest of his life with, and that's not Demi, and that's okay.
You know what?
Everything
also
works out.
Demi shares a lot with her fans. She absolutely absolutely does. But the talk of marriage or proposal, we don't really know. For all we know, Wilmer could have proposed to her secretly.
No, that was part of the issue, is that the fans are basically saying, well, she put out so many songs saying, you know, I want him to propose. She wanted that. And maybe she did want that, but ultimately he didn't feel like it was a match. She probably herself didn't think it was a match either.
Yeah,
that's true.
I think he's better off this way. I mean, she's gone through so much since. She is now on this new wave. She's on a rise to just coming back, bouncing back, everything. This is better for both of them.
So what's your guys' timeline situation whenever you think it's like, oh, wow, they got engaged? When do you say, wow, they got engaged quick? And when do you say, oh, cool, good for them? Like, is 8 months quick?
I think it depends on where you are in your life.
Yeah.
I think if you're 24 on the person too, right? And you're both 24 and you get engaged after 8 months, probably soon.
Right. Well, and also you also know certain people who are extremely impulsive.
Totally.
And you know that they are ones who fall very quickly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you've seen it happen maybe more than one time.
Yep.
And so whenever they get proposed, those people you're like, oh, geez, I'm worried about you, buddy, because you were also deeply in love with the last three.
Yeah. It's habits. I agree with you 100%.
I don't think this is too soon. 8 months and they're at this stage in their life.
And how old is he? 37 or 38?
Yeah, he's
30
like 30
something.
39, 40?
Yeah.
Sure. One of those ages?
I think when you come to a point in your life and maybe an age and a maturity level where it's like you kind of know when you know. And whether that's 8 months in or a couple months in or a year, 2 years in, whatever it may be, you just know.
Yeah.
I'm happy. That. We're all happy for you, Wilmer.
Yes.
We're all happy for you.
All right, you guys, some sad news broke out yesterday on New Year's Day. Nick Gordon, who was famous for being Bobby Christina's boyfriend, died suddenly at the age of 30. So we're going to bring in Wilmer Fuji to help us fill in the holes here. What exactly happened?
Morning, guys. So his attorney tells us that he cannot speak to the specific circumstances of his death, but says that it's been truly heartbreaking to have witnessed the firsthand total devastation that drug addiction has wreaked upon this group of young friends. Now, the Daily Mail is reporting that he had a series of heart attacks after taking drugs. Aww. So reminder for you guys maybe at home who aren't totally fresh on this, Nick lived in Whitney Houston's home when he was a kid, eventually dated Whitney and Bobby Brown's daughter, Bobby Christina, from 2012 until she died in 2015.
Oh,
reminder,
God.
Bobby was found unresponsive in a bathtub, eerily similar to how Whitney passed. She died after being in a coma for several months. Now, Bobby's family blamed Nick for her death. Mm-hmm. Bobby Brown and Bobby Christina's estate filed a wrongful death civil suit in which Nick was found legally responsible for her death after he didn't appear in court and was ordered to pay more than $36 million to her family. Nick had denied any wrongdoing, was never criminally charged. A lot of shocking things. This is a very sad story. What is the most shocking element of this to you guys?
I mean, all of it.
It's so crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, for some reason, I mean, this is the most horrific thing to say, probably. Like, it's so devastating, but for me, it's not that, for whatever reason, surprising. I feel like we've been hearing about him having so many health issues. Clearly, there was, you know, some substance abuse issues in the past, obviously, with what happened with Bobby Christina. And I just feel like it's just a sad ending to already a very sad story.
Right.
It's just as sad as it could possibly be. And I mean, to 30 years old to die. I mean, it's just horrible. On New Year's,
yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
His family, they've probably gone through so much already. It's just not a good time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay,
guys, thoughts and prayers with the whole family. All right, we're going to lighten things up and read some of your thoughts on our stories so far on Gabrielle Union's Uber driver. Courtney says, maybe the Uber driver has IBS. Mm-hmm. That could be the reason he was taking so long. That's true. A lot of people have, you know, bowel issues.
Yeah.
Alex says she would never let a stranger use her bathroom. She says deuce or number one, just follow the yellow brick road straight to the good old gas station's restroom. Mm-hmm.
I agree.
Yeah, seriously.
Never? You would never let a stranger use your bathroom?
No.
Would you? You're nicer than
us. To be
us,
honest,
well.
I wasn't watching the first half of the show, so I don't know
this
what
is
it was about.
Yeah.
I don't know.
If you are not on Daily Pop, you have to watch it.
To say never is sort of a bold statement.
If you had
Uber
a bond
driver
with your Lyft or Uber driver.
Oh, well, an Uber Lyft driver?
Yes.
Oh, hell no.
See,
no.
Exactly.
You got a car.
And
you can
they say, there you go.
You drive
have
yourself.
A car.
Yeah, sorry.
But she probably lives up in the hills. It probably takes a while.
It really does go back to how cool they are, though. For them to allow some stranger in their home, I mean, they're a massive celebrity couple. Like,
She also has D-Wade to protect her, if anything.
That's true. But still, like, that's cool of them.
Yeah.
Okay, and on Rachel Bloom crashing with a stranger, Judy says she loves the story, but 100% be careful and text the information to your parents.
Yep.
Good call.
I like that.
Yeah. Good advice.
Be safe.
Up next, you guys, Ricki Lake just shaved off all of her hair. We're going to tell you why she did it. And could you ever be that brave?
No.
I don't know.
Big surprise for you after the break.
We got the razor. New year, new look for Ricki Lake. She has shaved her head and is sharing a very personal story. Ricki wants fans to know she is not sick or going through a midlife crisis, but she has been struggling with hair loss for most of her adult life. Ricki says there have been a few times where she has even felt suicidal over it. Oh. She tried everything to fix it, including steroid shots in her head and supplements, but nothing has worked. And so she said, screw it, I'm shaving it all off. Could you guys be this brave and share your story with fans?
Well, first of all, she looks great.
Yeah, she could really pull
it off. I don't think that we need a hair growth moment. I think this is her new look. I love it, especially if it grows out just a little bit more and she can style it. I mean, who knew? But she looks great like that. I would not stress over it. I mean, I think if you're going to do something this drastic and you've been dealing with something like this for so long, I think, and Ricki, like, I mean, she had a show. I feel like it's within her, it's on brand for her to be this open. And if you have a platform, why not be open about it?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you're gonna shave your head. Everybody's gonna assume the worst, unfortunately, unless you explain why.
Yeah, sometimes you just gotta get ahead of the story so you don't have people saying stupid, dumb rumors. And if you have the badass personality to rock that and be that bold and do it, do it. I would do it. If I was dealing with something like that that literally drove me to the point of thoughts like that, I would definitely do it. And then if I'm sick of it, whatever, I just wear a wig.
Yeah, exactly. Honestly, wearing a wig now is so trendy anyway.
Yeah, everyone does a wig.
Everyone does a wig.
For
I'm going to start
know,
wearing
we're all
wigs.
Wearing wigs.
Yeah, I basically am. But it's just stuck in my head. But at they come times. Out sometimes.
You know, she is a very strong person. We've had her on the show, and she's such a joy to talk to, and she seems like such a warm person that I just want her to be happy, you know, and if this is something that's really been hurting her for so many years, then I think that this is the best move for her. But just so you know, Ricki, I had no idea. Like, I've never looked at Ricki and been like, oh, she doesn't have much hair.
Ever.
I mean, I know that she personally struggled with it and she probably found ways to hide it, but I had no idea, but I'm just happy that she feels happy about it.
Yeah, and good for her because there's a lot of different methods she could have done. I mean, she could have used extensions. She could have done things to make it worse. So for her to kind of get to this point, just be like, we're starting fresh. And probably that is so cathartic for her to be like, bye, hair.
And empowering for other people who are going through it as well.
So. Exactly. So you look great. I don't think you need hair anymore. I think this is your look.
Yeah. All right. Moving on. After months of sobriety, Luann De Lesseps is drinking again. The housewife told People she allows herself to drink occasionally. Luann says this decision was approached slowly and responsibly after a lot of soul searching. Is this a mistake?
I mean, who are we to say if this is a mistake or not? She has said that this is a year of reflection. She's done the hard work. She's been out of treatment for a while. You know, I think sometimes you just got to know when it's time to pick yourself back up and get comfortable. So only she will know if it's a mistake after trying it again.
Agreed. Yeah. I don't think it's one of I don't think you can set rules for people. I think everybody's an individual, and if she's somebody that feels like introducing light drinking into her life is something that she enjoys and she can manage, then more power to her. There's no reason for us to judge her.
Yeah.
I will say it worries me. I will say, like, you know, I want the best for her. I think things are going really good for her right now. Her cabaret show is doing amazing, and she's going to be, you know, because she's going to be performing in all of these clubs and venues like this, drinking, she's around it all the time. So it scares me because I feel like most alcoholics, and again, everybody's different, but most alcoholics cannot just have casual drinks like that without it eventually turning into a slippery slope and possibly, it's very hard to control yourself, as far as I understand. But at the same time, you're right, like, I don't want to tell her how to live her life, and nobody can. She's a grown woman, so it is her decision. However, it does worry me to hear this. However, I'm not surprised that she went ahead and said it and said, you know, I'm just going to tell People Magazine I'm doing this because she knows people are going to be taking photos of her. Yeah. They're going to be putting it out. And then the storyline could change into she's a drunk or she's wasted all the time
or
again.
She relapsed.
And maybe it's something she has been able to control. So she's just trying to say, like, look, you're probably going to see me with a martini in my hand. Mm-hmm. Don't freak out.
Right.
I'm only having one or whatever the situation is.
She also probably feels like she's in a really good spot emotionally. So I feel like before when she was drinking and was having issues, she was obviously going through all of her relationship trauma and stuff like that. So she probably feels like she's in a place emotionally, mentally, physically where she's at her best. And so the drinking isn't affecting her negatively.
Yeah.
So you know, maybe she's not technically an alcoholic. Maybe she went through a bad time and picked up a drink too much, and then bad things happen, and now she feels like, well, I'm in a good spot right now.
Yeah, she said she's back in the driver's seat finally.
Yeah, and she's taking, I mean, by her putting it out there, I mean, she's basically making everybody, she's taking accountability, so she's, if she does go too left this time, she's then gonna have to really face the fact that, like, look, drinking for me is not something I can do.
Yeah.
At all.
Yeah.
All right, guys, up next, there's a big change to the way the stars are going to be partying at the Golden Globes this weekend. Our insider is here to explain when we come back, and that looks delicious.
Mm.
Right on time.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective, unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
I've heard.
You guys, the Golden Globes are this Sunday, and for the first time, they'll be serving a 100% plant-based meal. Woo. And here is the man behind the menu, Beverly Hilton's executive chef, Matthew Morgan.
Hello.
Hello. Okay, we have so many questions for you, but first of all, how did you guys decide to go plant-based?
Yeah, tell us all the secrets about that. Yeah.
So about 2 weeks ago, the Hollywood Foreign Press came to us and said that they had the idea that they wanted to make this change. They wanted to make a statement that we want to be more environmentally friendly and more sustainable. And at first it was a little shocking, a little surprising, but then, you know, we just rolled with it, and it's something that I'm very excited because I personally really agree with everything and being sustainable. I have a 1-year-old daughter, so, you know, I want to make sure that what we're leaving for the next generation is, you know, healthy.
So what exactly does that mean? Obviously, plant-based obviously sounds like it makes sense to everybody, but it doesn't. So what does that mean? Just like all vegetables?
So it's completely vegan. So there's no animal products used at all. So there's no meat. There's no dairy.
So what are you going to make?
So
Okay, let's get into it. What is the first dish that you guys are going to be serving to the stars?
The first course is a chilled beet soup, which was actually the original dish that we had, so we didn't have to change that dish.
Okay. Oh, well, good. Win for you there.
Yeah, right. So that was the easy switch for us, because we didn't have to do anything.
And then we're going to be finishing off the soup, right?
Yes, I don't know if you want to help me finish that off.
Sure.
You can take the tongs here and a couple of the shaved straight beets there.
Mm. Oh, that's a
beet? We just put them on top?
Yeah.
Oh, can you make those chips, too?
You can. You can fry them up and make them chips.
Are you gonna do
See,
that?
I'm so informative. For all you moms at home watching, you can make snacks that lure your kids.
Is that enough?
That's
Did I
good.
Put too that, many?
Maybe too many, but that's
the
okay.
The soup is wilting Aaron now.
Oh, my God. Okay, now what?
And then we have some chopped pistachios.
Okay, just drizzle these things on.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Try to get them in the soup.
We gotta get them in the soup. Oh, my God. You know, this is not gonna be served
What
Brad
are those?
Pitt,
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening.
They're chopped pistachios.
Oh, fabulous.
And then we have some micro chervil, and this is a citrus oil that I'll
How much
of
this? If you have a nut allergy, what happens then?
Then we always have some without the nuts.
Okay, good.
So
do people get
easy.
To pre-select if, like, there's no they like no nuts for them, like no allergy?
No, we just the server will just come back and let us know, and then we'll just send out a different plate.
Right, okay.
No, we're very aware of it.
Do you want me to do the drizzling? Sure. I'm really good at drizzling.
Ooh, beautiful.
So that's olive oil that's been infused with some lemon. Orange and grapefruit.
Can we save this one and give it to Meryl on Sunday?
Okay,
this one's for you.
I don't know if it'll hold up that long.
Oh. It looks delicious.
It does. It's so beautiful. So much color.
Yes.
Should I taste it? Okay.
Please, go ahead.
Morgan, you want some of this?
No, I do. But then I'm going to have to go over there and I'm going to get, you know.
This is really good.
Thank
now,
you.
Do you serve it chilled or warm?
It's chilled. It's a chilled beet soup. So it's preset on the tables. So there's going to be 1,300 of these in the room on Sunday.
Okay. I'm so glad I didn't eat breakfast.
And what is our main dish? Is this our main dish?
So the main dish is, it's a little bit of a trick. So it kind of looks like that scallops, but those are actually mushrooms.
I can tell. Yeah. I mean, not to blow up your spot. I mean, they totally look like scallops.
They do. I thought those were scallops.
They are scallops.
Plant-based.
Okay.
So it's a wild mushroom risotto. So there's beach mushrooms, maitake, porcini, and then some of the king oyster mushrooms.
Wow, okay.
So then the king oyster mushrooms, I'm going to show you how we prepare those. So
yes.
We'll cut them. Just like this.
And do you guys use the butts or the tips, whatever that is?
The butts.
So the cap, we actually slice up, and then we put that in the risotto, and then the any other trimmings, little pieces left over, we'll make a mushroom stock. to put in the risotto, so we don't waste any of it.
Okay, so what's cooking here? Because it's making my makeup melt off my face.
So those are some of the mushrooms right there.
Okay.
So I'm just gonna do a little score here.
A score, Aaron, for the butts. Wow.
No, these, exciting. This is the centers.
And then they get marinated with some herbs and garlic and oil, and then they'll get seared on both sides.
So these are searing right now? Are these different from that? No.
No, these are the same thing. Right. That's the same thing. This is just the process of how to do it.
Now, are there any celebs who are like divas, who have special requests, who maybe they don't want the vegetables, they want you to slide a little meat on the set?
They want a little short rib, chef. What are you gonna do?
We will not be serving any meat in the International Ballroom.
So stay home, chefs, or stars, if you have issues with that.
Yeah, is there anyone in the past who's come to you with a special request for an event like this?
Of course, there's always somebody that has a special request, but
Name names.
I can't. I'm sorry.
Dang it, those NDAs.
But we know that we know somebody is gonna have a special request or something like that, and we just roll with it because we're used to it. We do 100 plus red carpet events a year at the hotel.
Wow.
So it's not just Sunday that we have big events going on and celebrities there. So it's a regular thing at the hotel.
Okay. And what are all of these? Like, what's all of this in front of
us? So these are the rest of the dish for the main entree here. So we have purple baby Brussels sprouts.
Cute.
And globe carrots. And these are just the mushrooms that are searing right here, which they look like they're just about ready.
I have a broken finger, so I'm going to need help flipping.
Here, let's do it together if you want to help me there a little bit.
Oh, teamwork. Wow, oh, my God. See, you're messing up. You're messing up. This isn't good.
There we go.
Look, you're making me look bad.
I've never seen these mushrooms before. Can you get them at your local Whole Foods, or do we have to go out to the farm to find them?
You can. You can find them. They're actually more common than you would think. Whole Foods for sure would have them, but regular grocery stores, I've seen them there before as well.
Okay, cool. Wow. And this is the finished product
This is the finished product right here.
Looks so delicious. Thank you.
You can see hard work here with the mushrooms.
It really does look like scallops.
It really does. It's so smart, the way that's all like cut up like that. It does look like a scallop.
Hmm. I'm going to wrap this up and have this for dinner tonight.
Oh, yes.
My meatless meal. Thank you so much, Chef Matthew.
Thank you very much. Great to have you here.
All right, you guys, just a reminder, the Globes are this Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific on NBC. And up next, Matt Lauer's got a new girlfriend. Would you date him after all that drama? We'll get into it.
Can we eat these?
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Yum. I want to taste one of these carrots.
I want to taste that.
Can I have a carrot? Matt Lauer rang in the new year with his new girlfriend, Shaman Abyss. So they were spotted on a bike ride together in New Zealand, where Matt still owns one of his properties. The two are actually longtime friends and have known each other for over 15 years. Now it looks like they are more than friends. Could you, Matt Lauer's had a lot of news headlines.
Has he?
That's so weird. I hadn't heard.
Yeah.
Would you have any hesitation to date somebody who's been in the headlines as much as Matt has for negative things?
Oh, yeah. God. It's a little bit of it. I mean, clearly they've been friends for a long time. Maybe she knows him in a different light. Obviously, you know, he hasn't been favored in the press. There's a lot of things that have happened that have been very unpleasant. You know, to each their own, right? I mean, she knows him. She loves him. She wants to spend time with him. She clearly feels like he's a good enough person to be with romantically, and that's just something that I think that we need to accept and not judge.
Yeah, and I would have some hesitation, I think, because now you know my name, and now I'm wrapped up in the press, and once I thought, I might have thought I was going to New Zealand for a little quiet getaway where no paparazzi were, but sure enough, there they are, and now this is a story, and now we're talking about it here, so.
It's a lot of baggage to consider, right? Because it's, like you said, it's not just, does this bother me enough not to date you? Does this bother me enough not to like defend you, to have my name possibly go down with your name, you know?
Yeah.
And unfortunately, that's something like whenever a celebrity goes through a scandal like that, that's something that their significant others have to think about because it does have an effect on their lives as well.
Yeah, and you have to explain them to your family when you bring them home.
Exactly.
Like, I know that all of this is surrounding him, but this is his side, and now it's a lot of work.
And clearly for her, that's a decision she's made, and she's comfortable with that, and she's happy to go on those bike rides with him. So. Good for them.
But Matt Lauer asks you out, Morgan. What do you say?
I'm not even going to put my name in that. I've had enough.
Okay, fair enough. All right, well, as we mentioned earlier, red carpet season kicks off this Sunday with the Golden Globes around this time of year. There are so many shows and big events. Each of us have our own self-care must-dos before a big red carpet. So we're letting you in on our prep rituals presented by Booking.com. So how do you get ready for the big carpet?
Oh, God. Aaron, go. What's your big secret?
I try to get a workout in the morning, mm-hmm. whether it's 30 minutes or 45 minutes, shoot, maybe even an hour.
Woo!
And then I have to do some meditation. Mm. I have to, like, get into the right headspace.
Wow.
And then those little under eye things.
Oh, those things are the savers of the world,
oh,
right?
They
I put,
really
like, 15
are.
Packs in my fridge this weekend.
So good.
I love a lymphatic drainage massage.
Oh, yeah. Ooh.
They're the best. They get everything moving. They depuff you. They just make you feel very centered. It's not meditation, but it's the same thing for me. And then lots and lots and lots and lots of water, because you're talking so much, you're reading so much, you just... I'm eating something from earlier, sorry. you just want to stay as hydrated as possible. You also look better.
Yeah.
Oh, and you don't drink the night before. I've heard. I do.
Yes.
But other people don't.
Well, you don't, because the bloated. If you're
bloated.
One to bloat...
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
If you get that drainage, you don't want to
I know,
refill.
I know. But yeah. You try to do the drainage in the morning. I'm so excited. I feel like this week's going to be
I'm
good.
I'm going to do a drain now this year because of you.
It's honestly, she's Flavia. She's the best.
Well,
she
I'm
will.
Going.
Yeah. So
motion.
They, what do they do exactly with those?
They literally just like, they put like a detox sort of lotion on you. So all of the toxins kind of get removed from your body, but they like massage you in a way where it's like, it's a little painful, but you are smooth. There is not one dimple on the side of your leg.
Oh
I mean, I didn't have them before or whatever, but like they're really not there. They're
just
gone.
Just to make that clear.
You can bounce a quarter off of your thigh.
I want to try that.
Her.
I've never tried that. I usually will get like a facial a couple days before,
yeah,
not before, but like a week before or 5 days before, so that if I have any redness, it's calmed down by the carpet. But then I always feel like my skin looks like more glowing and more fresh.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have to get a spray tan.
Spray tans are really good.
It's just imperative for me.
Or you just go to the beach like Morgan.
Unless
I can get a last
now.
Minute trip to Mexico or something like
yeah.
that. But if that doesn't happen, then a spray tan
is
my savior.
Good.
Yeah.
All right,
baby.
We're ready.
Well, on Sunday, we have you covered all day long here on E! At 4 p.m. Eastern, we are counting down the red carpet. Erin Lim will be there.
Mm-hmm.
Then she's also going to be joining Ryan and Juliana as they go live for the show. And then after the Globes, be sure to tune into the E! After Party where you will see Morgan.
Yay,
and
yes.
the Nightly Pop crew. All right, up next, you have made your New Year's resolutions, but can you keep them? Well, we have an expert here to give us some tips on how to make sure we keep our resolutions this year. Stay with
us. Not kept them. It's day two.
It's hour one. I'm like, I hate that.
Welcome back to Daily Pop. We are joined by licensed therapist Amber Trueblood to talk about New Year's resolutions.
Yes.
Okay. I feel many of us make them every year. We don't always keep them.
Mm-hmm.
So what is your biggest tip on how to keep your New Year's resolutions?
Well, so I have three tips, actually.
Okay.
And the first one is, I always say you have to be true to yourself. You know yourself better than anybody else, so you have to keep it realistic. Like, don't say you're going to get up and do something 7 days a week when you know you're not really going to.
Right.
Or, like, I'm going to start running when you've never run in your life and you really have no interest.
Right. Mm.
So be true to yourself. Ask yourself, like, am I really going to do this?
Right.
The second one, which I love, is tie it to a deeper meaning. Mm. Like, what does this mean to save more money? Like, what does it mean to spend less time on the screen? Does it mean it'll allow you to sleep better, have more time with your family? Like, what is the deeper meaning behind that?
Right, not just doing things meaninglessly, just to do them.
Yeah.
You need to, just because they sound good to be a resolution, it's really like, be off your phone less so you have a better mental
Yeah,
because
stability. Presumably you've created the resolution for like a deeper, there's a bigger purpose behind
right.
just saving money. You want to travel more? Do you want to have more time off? Do you want to be more patient and kind?
And that way when you want to quit, you can remind yourself
right.
of that thing that matters more to you.
Yes,
yeah.
And the third one is kind of related, and this is, who else will it benefit? Because lots of times, we'll do things for other people that we won't do for ourselves.
100%.
Right?
Totally.
Yeah.
Like, what's an example of that?
So an example, so like, what's a New Year's resolution that you have?
I haven't made that yet.
Okay, anybody? You mentioned
no,
the other
better,
day.
No, eat better, eat better.
Yeah. To eat better.
To sustain my energy throughout the day and
exactly.
not crash. That's my...
So how will that benefit? So maybe you go home, you have a pet. Like, how are you more likely to, like, take that pet on an hour-long walk
mm-hmm.
than be like, oh, just go outside and come back? Like, I'm too exhausted.
Right.
Yeah. So how will it benefit the people that you love in your life?
I won't complain to you guys about how tired I am.
There you go.
True.
See? You'll
Think
be
of
less
me.
Of a pain to
you
be
That's
now.
Exciting. That'll keep us closer, bonded.
Yeah.
Let's hold hands soon. Okay, I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look, I've just benefited our relationship.
Right? Exactly.
Oh,
already
look at that.
These are all very good tips.
And we ate vegetables this morning.
Yes.
We're doing so good.
Done.
Good start. Okay, so vision boards and manifesting have become a very popular thing over the last few years.
Yes.
Why do you feel making a vision board is so important?
So I think we're all visual animals, right? And so we spend a lot of time absorbing negative visual content a
totally.
Lot, right? And that affects us, right? Our adrenaline spikes, our cortisol level spikes, our heart rate goes
cortisol
up.
Cortisol levels being high make you break out.
It causes all kinds of
problems.
All kinds of problems. So we can use that to work it backwards so we can use positive imagery to change ourselves in a positive way, to bring like calm and relax and patience and focus and mental clarity. Like, who doesn't want all of those things in their lives, right? So by creating and printing out things that you like and you want to manifest, you want to bring into your life, you can reverse that process and bring the emotions and kind of like the neurophysical like chemistry that you want in your body, you can draw that into your life, and that helps benefit, like that helps balance out too all the negative stuff that we absorb.
Okay, and then what does it mean exactly to manifest?
Basically, it just means drawing into your life what you want. What you do. I mean, you can also draw into things into your life that you don't want.
Totally.
But this is like on purpose, you want to manifest the people, the experiences, like the activities that you want to bring more of into your life.
Okay, yeah. And I have one question. So, not to name any names, but someone maybe on this panel has a vision board, but was not created by herself personally. A friend created it for her. I don't know if she was lazy or what.
It was a really sweet gift,
it was.
I'll admit.
Yeah.
Somebody else created a vision board.
Honestly, it depends if it's accurate. Like, it depends if it resonates with you.
These are all the things I really want in my life.
There you go.
So she knows you.
Let me see it. Oh, you're in the middle.
Yeah, I'm all over that thing.
I love it.
And you can be playful with it. So, like, I did this. So I have a book. And so I put, like, number one bestseller. Like,
yes,
I want
to
see that. Get that in my head. I put the book in Oprah's hands, and she's talking to Michelle Obama about it.
Wow.
Why not? Like, be silly. Like,
Oh, my God. I literally was like, when was that? I guess.
It didn't happen. But your brain, like, interprets it like that. Like, oh, this is totally going to happen. Like, all these people are talking about my book, and I have this crowd, and I do retreats, and so I do speeches, so like, oh, this is great. Like, and I see that every day, and it kind of brainwashes you, and it allows you then to make all of these little shifts in your perspective and little decisions that you make every day.
To help achieve that.
Exactly.
I fully believe in that.
I 100% agree.
Yeah. Sometimes,
No, go ahead. You go ahead. I like you so much, stop it.
I was gonna say, sometimes when I cast, like, say 3 years into the future, it sometimes happens way sooner, and I like blow my mind. When you say things out loud, it's so powerful.
It's so powerful. And you can just say them out loud and just be like, I know this is gonna happen, without even realizing that you're manifesting
it.
I feel like I have been manifesting everything for so long without even realizing that I've just been so certain that certain things were gonna happen, and everything has happened.
Yes.
To a T.
Well, and I wanted, so in my book, I talk about a visualization practice that I love, and it takes kind of this to the next level. So this is just visual, which is great because we're visual animals and it's really helpful. But I have what's called a goodie practice. And so this is, and it's an acronym. So the G starts with gratitude. So if you start your visualization practice every day with, like, get into a sense of gratitude. And it could be like, everything could be going wrong in your life. You can still find a couple things to be grateful for. Like,
totally.
I didn't hit any traffic on the way here.
Like,
I'm feeling healthy.
Your family
health
is healthy.
My grandmother just got out of the hospital. She's great. Like, anything that you can pull from to get into a state of gratitude is a great way to start a visualization practice.
Yeah. We might have to just rush through these last ones, but I think that they're really good. So you have the O is what? Outcome.
So make sure you're thinking of the final outcome, not the means to the end.
Okay.
Okay.
The others is the same as before. How will this benefit others if I achieve this?
Okay.
Details is bringing in all the senses. What does it smell like? What does it taste like? What does it feel like? You feel the sun on your face because you're on the beach in, you know, Cancun or whatever. Like, can you hear the ocean? All the senses. Inspired action is if an idea comes to mind, act on it.
Yeah.
Act on it right away.
And write it down quickly, because you forget sometimes.
Make it happen. Mm-hmm. And the last one is emotion. How does it feel in your body when this achieved?
Well, you guys can read all about
Goodie
and all the other tips in her book. It's called Stretch Marks. It is out now. Thank you, Amber, so much for joining us.
It's been so good.
We'll be right back, you guys. Stay with us. I took notes.
I know.
It's also at the back page here, I think.
We're reading some more of your thoughts on our stories today on Luann's drinking decision. Julie says, if a person who had a problem with alcohol can limit themselves to a couple drinks at a party or a glass of wine after a hard day, good for them. On Ricky Lake's hair transformation, Nicole says, she used to grow and chop her hair off all the time. Now she says, I realized as I got older, I'm a short hair girl. Maybe Ricky will like having her hair short too.
She looks great.
It's gonna save her a lot of time. And Victoria has thoughts on Gabrielle Union's Uber driver. She says, if he asks to use your bathroom, he is 100% a murderer.
Oh my gosh.
That's extreme. Well, no one was murdered. The only thing that was murdered was the toilet.
Yeah, thank God.
Oh, but on a show!
She's really proud of that one. That's good.
feels all good right, to be
wow.
back.
That's
Hopefully
it
still
for
alive.
Today, you guys. Tomorrow, we're going to help you find love and the new year.
Thank
we have an
God.
Expert here who's going to make over your dating profile.
Thank
we're going to pick some guys from Morgan. It's all happening tomorrow. Bye. Are you here tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay.
Are you here tomorrow? I'm not sure.
Thanks for listening to the podcast edition of Daily Pop. Remember, we've got a new episode every day. Make sure to subscribe and have a great rest of your day.